Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Cade Sprecher. On today's program, we speak with City Manager Aaron Adams about some changes coming to the public safety sector in the police and fire departments in Knoxville.
Change in leadership at the police department. Tell us about that.
Sure. In our most recent council meeting, our chief of police, Chief Lasada, proposed adding a lieutenant's position. And when I say adding, what I really mean is changing over one of our full-time officer positions from an officer to a lieutenant. The way that things work, we currently have a lieutenant who works our day shift and then our afternoon shift, but there's not one working the night shift. And so to ensure that there is an officer that is in charge and that the other officers can report to, Chief Lasada would like to transition one of our full-time officers from a standard police officer position to a lieutenant position to make them the supervisor of that nighttime shift. This action was approved by council, and so the changes will start January 1st. We expect that that will cost about $1,500 to get us through the rest of this budget and then become an ongoing approximately $3,000 increase to salaries. So not a huge increase in salary there. And we think that the supervision for 24 hours a day will really be in the best interest of the police department and ultimately the community.
Changes to the fire department. One of those is the spending of some funds to purchase cameras. Now, this is actually part of the Firefighters Memorial Fund, but they need to request authorization to spend those dollars. So tell us a little bit about how much money are they spending, what are they spending it on, and kind of what's the purpose?
Money that's donated to the fire department goes into the Memorial Fund, as you mentioned, and the way that that fund is handled, and in our code, it's required that funds expended from that must pass through City Council and receive their approval. And so the fire department received some donations from private folks, that the intent was to have them purchase some helmet cams, essentially a camera that can attach to a fireman's helmet, the purpose of these being in training and potentially an investigation of a fire. So in the moment when a firefighter is actively fighting a fire, that's not necessarily a good time to reflect on whether they took the right course of action, what they could have done better, what they did well. And so by recording that time, it's something that can be reviewed at a future date under less dangerous circumstances and be used as a training tool. And as I mentioned, could potentially, under the right circumstances, be helpful in an investigation. There are certain things that can happen in a fire that might indicate arson or foul play that are evident in the actual moment of fighting the fire, but as it's extinguished, that evidence may be lost. And so if that can be caught on camera, it can be helpful for investigations potentially too.
And then there's also going to be a reorganization per Chief Mitchell. He's asked to kind of reorder the way that some positions are staffed.
We've looked at the wages, and what was proposed and accepted by council at the last meeting was to reorganize some money that's currently being used as part-time wages to consolidate that and to open up two new firefighter positions. So while these will represent new positions, our expectation is that there will be no budget impact to that, that the part-time wages will be consolidated and that it won't require any additional expense to bring on these two new positions. We feel like this will be a great benefit to the community and really increase the quality of service and level of service that we can offer to Knoxville residents. These positions are expected to be filled with paramedic level firefighters, and so that's a big deal. And they'll be trained as firefighters, obviously, and so they'll be able to maintain 24/7 coverage with at least one paramedic on staff all the time from this change. And so that's really going to be a great service to our community. I think we'll really help out the firefighters who are there now with more consistency in scheduling.
From a perspective, I mean, all these public safety changes, I mean, they're obviously aimed at that idea of better service, better public safety in our community, and we can always improve these sorts of services too. What do these changes mean for the citizens of Knoxville and in the way that they're being taken care of in emergencies?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I think, you know, first I would point out that the changes both between the police department and the fire department are really going to be very minimal in their effect on the budget. And so we're doing this for very minimal change in salaries paid, if any. And I think that the service delivery will certainly be improved. I think that most people would agree that employees, even good employees, tend to work better with a supervisor, whether that's seeking further direction on something that's complicated or needs to be decided by a supervisor, whether it's traditional supervision to make sure you're doing what you should be, all of these are good things. And I think that that comes into play both with the new lieutenant for the police department, and in a way it comes into play with the fire department as well. We feel like on the fire department side, having full-time staffing will guarantee assured response that when you call 911, there will be somebody who is always there and ready to take that call.
Thanks again to Aaron Adams. This has been today's Let's Talk Knoxville. You can find today's news and local information on air and online 24 hours a day at knia.krls.com.